okay, this story somewhere. I mean, Swarup has told me it's a real story, but here we can have it. I can probably find a video with a real story, so, but just so I don't forget. An Indian man, skinny, long beard, tells his story. And there he is, somewhere in Himalaya or whatever, and he meets this sadhu, this mystical yogi, guru, with a big V-shaped tilak on his forehead, and in some village up there. And he gets impressed by him and approaches him, listening to what that person says, and then asks that guru that he calls him, maybe becomes a disciple even of that sadhu, who then becomes his guru. He gets some call there from within. And yes, you can be my disciple. Now what shall I do? Well, you should meditate on this mantra. And the mantra is Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, from the old Upanishads, Puranas. Mix them up sometimes, Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, right? So he does, and he's walking around there. The beautiful landscape, the mountains, you know, the Himalaya. And if we make this into a cartoon or into a graphic novel story, it can be nice. And he's just speaking that mantra over and over again, or in his mind. And maybe he's speaking it with his beads. We can have a bead back there. That's what he got from his guru. Just a Harinam initiation, really. Do this. The more, the better. So he's going there, meditating, and then he stops. Eating or whatever he's doing, taking a shower, this and that. But then there's this thinking bubble above him with this mantra, and it's just going and going and going, panel after panel after panel. I mean, if it's a graphic novel format here. And he's wondering, and he goes back to his guru, and he's a little worried that I tried this, I did this as you told me, this meditation on this Japa Mala, but I don't know if something is wrong here. Because now I can't get it out of my mind. It's just going and going and going, day and night. Have I become, you know, addicted or whatever? He's saying that, and then the guru just smiles, laughs. Maybe there are other students sitting there around also, saying that, on the contrary, you got it. That's how it should be, something like that. this is apparently a real story, at least told by a person on YouTube who supposed to be the person who that happened to. Would be nice to find that video. Swaroop has it.